Hi guys, and welcome to Road to Forex, where we discuss everything in relation to the foreign exchange. Of course, I am your host Alex. Without further ado, let's get stuck into today's episode. Over the years, so many people have asked me, Alex, what's your secret to trading success over 9 years? How have you done that? How are you still in the game? And I'm going to share that with you today. Something that is deeply personal and transformational throughout my trading career. Because what I want by the end of this podcast episode is for you to steal all these ideas, for you to take them on board, for you to implement them within your own trading plan, your own trading strategy, your trading style, and start making serious money in the markets. And the only way I'm going to get you there is by sharing the journey of my 5-year trading strategy. Now, this just isn't a strategy. It's the backbone of my trading success. I have, within the markets over these past 5 years, refined this strategy, had it tested in every which way possible, and it's been proven to work in a variety of market conditions. And not only that, it's made people into retirees. It's helped people achieve their dream jobs, achieve financial freedom, XYZ, right? Everything on top of that. So I know it's in the markets and it can change lives. And I'm going to share that story behind its creation, the challenges I faced while perfecting it, and why it's still winning after all of these years. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner or you're an experienced trader. As I said, you can still take the ideas that I'm going to discuss here and implement them today. So without further ado, let's dive in, shall we? And in order to start this, we really have to talk about me as a struggling trader. Now, I know I've gone over it a few times, so I'll keep this a bit light and a bit easy. If you rewind 9 years ago, back then, I was in a tough spot. Like many traders, I was stuck in the endless cycle of trying new strategies, jumping from one YouTube tutorial to another, endlessly tweaking indicators, and of course buying courses, signals groups that did me nothing. I repeated this cycle for 3 years. 3 years, guys. I tried everything. Scalping, swing trading, indicator heavy setups, whatever it was, nothing stuck. My trading account wasn't just bleeding slowly, it was just getting blown and blown and blown. I felt like the markets was written in a code that I could not crack, even though everyone out there was selling me a code cracker, saying, buy this, then you can understand the market, then you can do this. Yet, they had no idea what they were talking about either. And of course, you guys already know, the turning point came when I hit rock bottom. I realized that no strategy would work unless I truly understood the markets and had something I could stick with long term. I needed a foundation, not a shortcut. I realized that I had to read all these books, that I actually had to find people who have already done in the market, vetted them, found podcasts, did these sorts of things where I could reach out to people within a trading community. And of course, as you know, I found my own mentor. Now, you guys may or may not know this, but I was taught originally smart money concepts and took my mentor's strategy, and it was fine, it was good, I enjoyed it. And in fact, that was a strategy that I had for a year, had it for 1 year, and it was what allowed me to pass funded challenges, what gave me my very first payout, my second payout, my third, and so on and so forth. It was an amazing feeling. I can remember specifically 1 week I made $900 and USD, and it was like nothing I'd ever experienced in my life before. I could not believe that I just made $900 sitting at my laptop pressing buttons. But this strategy and my psychology were never on the same wavelength. It was great, it was good, but I needed to refine it and turn it into something that suited me. And as you know, I say to all my mentorees, especially with my own strategy, hey, tweak this and turn it into something that suits you. You guys know the famous story about And there's a retired Marine that's living in Thailand, who's one of my mentorees. And he uses my strategy on the 1 minute chart. The 1 minute. I didn't even think it could work on that. Yet he's gone, he's back tested, and he's done what he needed to do in order to change the strategy to suit him. So when I was looking at his strategy, I was thinking, okay, I need to tweak things, I need to change things. And the journey into what I have now, the birth of my strategy, began with simplifying. I stripped away a lot of the noise, some indicators, overcomplicated theories, and unnecessary distractions, to which I think there are a lot of in smart money concepts. I decided to focus on price action, the raw movement of the market, with some underlying key concepts of smart money. I knew where the banks were, I knew how they operated, so why don't I avoid those areas rather than sit there and basically think, okay, is a bank in? Am I doubly sure that the bank is in? Okay, the bank is in. When's it going to make its move? How do I know? Was that the move there or is that a fake out? What is that? Okay, it's a fake out. Let's wait for the real move, etc. That's what smart money was to me. I was basically focusing on this figure that I couldn't really see and I couldn't hear, but I could just look at their footprints. I don't know how many gamers there are out there, but there is a very famous level in Dark Souls 1, bear with me here, where your enemy disappears and you can only see her footprints in the snow. And at the time, it was like nothing I'd ever done, nothing I'd ever played. It was revolutionary. And it's a huge moment for anyone that's ever played that level, because it's so hard until you master it and you go, I can look at these footprints and I know exactly where this person is going. But of course, banks and Forex, futures, crypto, it's a little bit harder than a video game with way less risk. So rather than do that, I thought, why don't I just look at what's actually happening in front of me? Why can't I just verse something that's already that hard, but I can see it in front of my face? So that's why price action was the answer. I spent months learning about order blocks. I learned about support and resistance on a deeper level. I was learning about market structure, but I didn't stop there. I analyzed hundreds of charts across various time frames and currency pairs to understand reoccurring patterns. And that gave me a key realization. I found what was the starlight. Why my strategy is called the starlight. I figured it out and I saw it. And I saw this precursor to these massive movements. And everything started to form together. And again, what did I do? I analyzed hundreds of charts. I put in hundreds, if not 1,000 plus hours, maybe thousands of hours over a 6 month period, backtesting this strategy on every single major and minor currency pair over the 30 minutes, the 1 hour, the 2 hour, and the 4 hour to see if it works. I went through it all, and I went 3 years on the 1 hour, 4 years on the 2 hour, and the 4 hour, and of course on the 30 minutes, I did 3 years as well. That took me such an incredibly long period of time, and I was about to swear then, because it annoys me. I made so many mistakes backtesting, it was untrue. I collected too much data. I didn't collect relevant data that I didn't realize I needed until my second or third draft. Because remember this, if I go back and I get all that information, awesome. That's my first draft. I sat there with all this information and I went, cool, I see all of this here. And as you're going and you're analyzing all the data, you're going, well, this data is just useless. I didn't even need that. This data is useless. This one, it actually brings me something here. I can see this. And then you go, I haven't collected this data that would really, really help me here. Back to the drawing board. Now I'm going to keep that data over here and I'm going to go back again and then I'm going to compare it. Oh my word, did it take a long period of time. But it taught me so many things about the market, how order blocks are respected, what actually makes an order block respected, why FVGs aren't the be-all and end-all, what market structures are usually the most important in the market, why trend is your friend, consolidation sucks, and ranges annoy the hell out of me. What is the difference between a breakout and a fakeout? I taught myself all of those things through backtesting and made this strategy. And of course, once you put it into the market, it's an amazing thing. I realize that trading is just about psychology, really. That's what it's about. Technical analysis is there, but it's 20%. The market reflects a collective human behavior. And once I started focusing on the why behind the price movements, everything started to click. Realistically, and it was absolutely fantastic. Once I focused on, again, that why it was moving, why I should be interested in these areas, and of course, looking at the psychology of it and implementing it into here, I didn't just have a strategy with rules. I had a strategy with rules that made sense in a market that didn't make sense to me. Finally, I cracked the code. So to summarize that, I made a strategy by going through all this data. I implemented it through forward testing. And that's when I found out it's all trading psychology. And then I went, well, why? Why do I do these things? Why do all these things happen here? Why am I doing these things? Why am I looking at price here and getting freaked out? Because that's all it is. You're just looking at price. And I was like, oh, it's because of this and this and this. And that really led me into a few early challenges and adjustments. Number one, I was overtrading. I was too eager to take trades, prove that this strategy works, leading to unnecessary losses. Two, bragging and boasting about this strategy to people in my family, only to realize that I wasn't going to make it work because I am a loser of a trader. Why? Because my psychology was not there. I did not have the patience nor the consistency to stick with my strategy. Yet, for the three previous years in the market, I had proven it worked on all these time frames. Throughout this forward testing area, I was messing up though. But I could go and look at it in a backtesting environment and say, all these trades are winners and I'm messing up. So I had to overcome these issues. I introduced strict rules for my exits. I already had my entry rules and I knew I had to stick to them and that was fine, but it was my exits that I struggled with. And realistically, I just said to myself, there are no exit rules. It hits my stop loss or it hits my take profit because I piss around in between trades. So how do I stop messing around, moving stop losses, moving take profits? I walk away from the screen. I leave the trade alone. And then I journal everything, every single trade, a habit that you guys already know is invaluable. Reviewing my trades helped me to see where I was going wrong and refine the strategy further. And really, all I was doing for the majority of this time was refining me, looking at it, writing down my emotions, what's going on. Hey, I walked away from this trade and I didn't come back until the end of it and I won. Hey, I didn't do that on this trade and I lost. And starting to have a look at all these areas. And some of you are going to laugh, but that's where I started to find out that if I changed my environment, if I had a bath, for example, where I'm the most relaxed, I would be the greatest trader of all time. Maybe not all time. That's obviously a big call there. But no, my point is that I could let the market go and do its thing because it was a reset for me. It was a point where I could just de-stress and take my head out of the markets for a second. There were times, of course, where I doubted whether it would ever work. I can't take baths all the time, right? And I did consider giving up or jumping to something new, but I stuck with it because I had all this data, right? I had the data to look at and go, yes, this works, but why isn't it working for me? And I knew that success came from sticking with a strategy long term, because that's what my mentor had done, and I had to do the same thing. So I doubled down on that and I made rules. The only rules that I've really stuck through this entire time, because I've changed things. Once I'm in a trade, that's the trade done. I cannot pull it out. I consider it as like betting on a horse. I'm in now, that's it, I'm done. Now, of course, this doesn't count when there are disqualifiers in my trading strategy, but I guess that's more for my mentorees. So that's what I looked at. I was managing my emotions, I knew how to reset myself, and I put in exit rules, which were don't exit. Right? Pretty simple. So let me walk you through the key components of the strategy. What makes it so effective? It's only built on a few key principles. So what are they? Well, number one, it's market structure. Understanding the flow of higher highs, higher lows, and reversals. Looking at support and resistance. Identifying strong zones where price is likely to react. Having proper risk management, never risking more than 1% to 2% of my account on any trade. And mastering the crap out of my psychology. That is what my success is built on. Market structure, support and resistance, risk management, and psychology. I kid you not, that might be seriously annoying to hear considering we're 16 minutes in and that's what I'm telling you. But you come and work with me, I can prove it to you. I can prove it to you. I'll give you a guarantee. You sign up for my mentorship, and by the end of the 16 weeks, if you do not have a funded account, which you are making money from, I will buy you one. I'll pass it for you. I'll give you one. I'll give that to a guarantee that anyone who signs up, anyone from here on in, if you sign up to my mentorship and you do not have an account that's funded by the end of the 16 weeks, I'll get you one. I'll put in the money for it and you can start making money off that. And that will be quite ridiculous when you're looking at it and you're saying, oh, okay, well, 1% of $100,000 is a grand. You only need to make 2% in the week to make back what you have got from spending it on my course. There's not many deals out there where you can do that. Go, yeah, spend $2,000 at the end of 16 weeks. There's your money back. See you later. I'll guarantee you an account if you don't make it. That's how certain I am, just based on those key components of the strategy. So then we move on to why it's still winning after 5 years. I have seen hundreds of strategies fail because they are built around specific market conditions or that they rely too heavily on indicators that lag behind price action or are just BS altogether. Or even my favorite one, you've just got the worst confluences I've ever seen in my life. Like, no confluences sometimes. My strategy has stood the test of time because it's based on the fundamentals of how the market works. You can't disprove fundamentals, guys. You have a lesson with me, I'll show you how the market works. I'll prove it to you. You want to see my strategy working 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Let's do it. Let's go for it. I'm happy to put money on the line for that. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to go. Because when you base it on the fundamentals of how the market works, it will be so effective. Because you're adaptable. It works across different market environments, trending, ranging, or volatile. Now, I know I've said that mine only works in trending, which is true. It does work in trending. There are a few instances where you can get in ranging. Just doesn't really work in consolidating markets at all. But whether it's volatile or nothing's going on in the market, my strategy will work. Whether you're in Euro USD, wow, AUD USD, Great British Pound JPY, what else? CAD, Great British Pound, a random one there, it will work. I've proven it too. There are only a few pairs that I just won't trade on, and they involve the Swiss franc, because the Swiss franc does what, guys? It's incredibly stable and it likes to consolidate. That's why I don't go on there. And it's simple, right? There's no overcomplication. The rules are clear, they're mechanical, they're easy to follow. I have dumbed it down. Just the other day, I was on a phone call with a guy that's just started with me. He's got 2 years of experience in the market, and he turned around and said the exact same thing that Lancelot has said to me before. And you guys all know Lancelot. I've interviewed him. I've referenced him a few times. And he said, this strategy is really simple. I don't think we're going to need 16 weeks. And I chuckled to myself and I went, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And of course he goes, is it actually going to work? I'm expecting it to be so much harder than this. I go, you're only expecting it to be hard because you've made it so hard yourself. And he actually turned around to me and he said, you know what? You're right. You've been here for this period of time. I've been here for this long and I'm looking at this and saying it's so simple, yet I'm not making any money in the market and you are. I'm here to learn anything that you give me. And I went, yes, you will be a successful trader because it's simple. A child could learn my strategy. I kid you not, a child could learn. I could teach my young nephew, probably in a few years, he's very young, but I could teach a child to do it. I could, 100%. And then, of course, there's a psychological edge. And now this is where me as a mentor, and I guarantee you, talk to anyone in the free Discord group. If you put a question there, you say, hey guys, is anyone here a mentoree of Alex? And they go, yes. And you go, what's his psychological teachings like? They will say, life-changing. That is where I come in here. There are books that give you so much knowledge on psychology, but it's the small, intricate details that only a trader could know who's been in the markets for so long that says this is what you need to do. And someone that's taught some, well, hundreds of people and has found out what ways work and what ways don't and implemented it into their own psychology, could you go, okay, this works. I just focus on discipline and risk management. That's it. I minimize emotional mistakes. And guess what? I make money. The biggest testament to my success, it's consistently profitable, this strategy. Even during major markets events like COVID crash and the high volatility of 22. If you want to talk about the war in Ukraine and you go back to when that was announced, look what happened to pairs within the euro market. I was in sales at that time. I made more money than most people make in months. And that's not me saying, oh, well done. I'm the best person in the world because I make a ton of money. It says my strategy sits there and it does what it's supposed to do. And I never change it. I never deviate it. I just refine it when the data tells me to do that. So let's start to finish up with some lessons that I learned along the way, hey? Because I want to do that. Looking back, the journey of creating and refining this strategy has taught me so much. Not just about trading, but about myself. Number one, consistency beats perfection every time. Gary, what is it, Van Der Beek or whatever his name is, Gary V. He talks about this on the internet so much. I'm not a big fan of Gary V. I appreciate what he does and the hard work that he puts in. But it's consistency. You just get up and you do something, you will beat perfection every single day. No strategy will win 100% of the time. But consistency in execution is what drives results. That's it. I've had so many newer traders come up to me recently. Only 65%? Your strategy's only 65%? And I just look at them and shake my head and I go, go off into the world. Go off into the world. I'll probably never see you again, but do that. I've only had two people come back to me over my entire time of teaching and go, you were right. One guy came back to me a year and a half later and said, yeah, you were right. You were 100% right. I'm here. I'm ready now. That guy is the bloke that went back to university on the back of his Forex success. Took him a year and a half to figure that lesson out. And he just wanted perfection. He wanted high win rates. He wanted to make a ton of money quickly. That's what he wanted. This perfect idea of Forex. But it's not there. You're going to lose. You just got to be a consistent loser and winner. Of course, less is more. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication in trading. I can refine simplicity to a knife's edge. It's incredibly hard to refine complexity to the same degree. if you're looking at string theory or any quantum mechanics, which is so amazingly complicated, I'm sure, I can't really speak on it. It is so hard to just be amazing at that. But if you look at, again, athletes, what can they do so well? The basics. They are better than everyone else in the game at the basics. They never mess up with the pass. They never mess up with that easy layup. They never mess up in that defensive formation that they need to sit in. Attacking formation, midfield formation. All of these basics that really, you know, allowed them to excel and succeed. That is what it is here. I looked at all the simplest things in the market and I went, this is my wheelhouse. I am not overly smart. I am not overly dedicated at this point. I am not the best trader, but I do understand these concepts. Let me destroy them. Let me implement them to such an extent that no one can take it away from me. And I did. And then of course, I adapt. I don't abandon. When something isn't working, tweak it. Don't throw it away. There was a period where this strategy didn't work for like 2.5 months. 2 years ago, not last year, but the year before. And there were a lot of traders with me during that. It was really hard. There was about 25 traders that were really relying on me, were all going through it. And people were dropping off and moving to different strategies. And then, of course, as you guys all know, July came around and we made 20% profit. We came from like a 10% deficit the month before, all the way 20% up in 1 month. And I can tell you, all those guys that came clambering back, I sent them all a message and I went, you're not going to make it if you do what you just did. You're not going to make it. You jumped ship and now you're jumping back. You need to look at yourself. And to this day, I don't talk to any of those guys that I sent that message to. I don't think any of them made it. Because it comes down to psychology in the end. I can hold your hand for so long, but I can't force you to do that thing. You've got to do it. But all those things there are so important. And realistically, advice for you before I close this out, start simple, backtest thoroughly, stay patient, journal everything. That's it, guys. In terms of some closing thoughts here, I do want to thank you for joining me. This has been a really long episode, but super impactful, I hope, to a lot of you. I hope this story inspires you to stick with your own trading journey, no matter how challenging it may seem at times. Trading isn't just about making money. That's the end result, right? It's about growth, both as a trader and a person. My strategy has taught me discipline, patience, resilience, and I'm excited to see where it takes me in the next 5 years. And if you've enjoyed this episode, or you want to also go on your own 5-year journey, 2-year journey, screw it, 20-year journey, where you're making money for that long, sign up to my mentorship. December is the best time in the entire year to start. We don't trade in December. You can knuckle down now and you can go for it. I have, payment plans. You want to do $200 a fortnight every 14 days? Cool. You want to do it every 3 weeks? Cool. I'm more than happy to do that. If you get paid monthly, let's do something monthly. I would rather help you out here right now. And that's my challenge to you. Get ready, get set, and let's go. All right, guys, until next time, stay disciplined, stay consistent, and happy trading. Bye.